Hello, America. Robert Carey connecting with you from aboard Regent Seven Seas Grandeur. Mary and I are traveling with them for the big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles. We'll be broadcasting live from the Panama Canal next Saturday. Be a part of these travels on our social media channels. Today's broadcast is an encore from our November travels from New York to Miami.
Pack those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's go.
With the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. Here we go with hour two. Today's live broadcast from Aruba. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, November 15th, 2025. Nice having all of you aboard America's number one travel radio show with us. Well, these next 60 minutes of the program represent the grand finale of the big Let's Go America Tour NYC to MIA via the EBCs. We've already had a busy hour one, Mary.
We have indeed.
A very active 2 weeks of travel here on Regent Seven Seas Splendor. An alert to all of our listeners across the USA via our 610 weekly stations. If you want to cruise with Mary and me next October in Southern Europe for our big Let's Go America tour aboard Regent's new Seven Seas Grandeur, just go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com. Right at the top of the homepage, you're going to see a banner with the Regent logo. Click on it. It has the full itinerary plus all the information you'll need. So go get your reservations made to join us. And it's truly bucket list destination trip where we're going.
Yeah, come travel with us. All right, over the past few years, we've enjoyed getting to know the Secretary General of the Caribbean Tourism Organization. And this week, while the ship was in Barbados, our schedules lined up. We spent part of our day catching up with her in person. There was a lot to see and discuss. Here's some of our conversation with Secretary Donna Regis Prosper.
Well, listen, I know we have tried to connect in person in the past, and Mary and I, as we were planning this trip, the first thing we said to each other was, we need to include the Secretary General, so I'm glad we were able to make it happen. So, Donna, from past conversations that we've had with you here on the show, to following some of your social media content, even seeing you here today in Barbados on a beautiful day, I mean, it's clear to us how proud you are of the diversity of the Caribbean islands. Let's start there. Expand on that for everyone.
Okay, thank you so much, and welcome to Barbados, first of all. You know, the Caribbean is an amazing place. We have so many different destinations in the Caribbean, diverse personalities, diverse people, our cultures, but at the same time, there is synergy with all of the islands of the Caribbean, from our cuisine to our sports to our creativity to our art. While there are differences, there are some very similar attributes that kind of binds us together as one Caribbean.
I would definitely say the warmth of the people would,
absolutely.
Be, that would be at the top.
Absolutely,
for me.
Absolutely.
So, Secretary, it just so happens, and it is lovely to see you in person here today in Barbados, it just so happens November has been designated as Caribbean Tourism Month. It's a great opportunity to get a lot of information out on the islands to the world about what makes them unique and special. Each island, as you said, has its own flavor, yet there's synergy. So talk about the initiative, A Caribbean Cultural Mosaic, and how it will really help expand and get the word out to travelers as well.
Right. So this theme was really inspired from our, what we term our reimagined plan for tourism, which we launched in New York in June of this year. And at the Caribbean Tourism Organization, we're very big on sustainable tourism. And sustainable tourism goes beyond green or ecotourism. It goes into the culture, into the heritage. And what we found is that within the Caribbean, we have such a diverse and rich culture, and every island have those icons of our culture in the region. So we designated this month to focus on that, whether it's farm-to-table experiences, whether it is our dance, teaching people our dance, the way we sing, or even our accents. The way our dialects, we speak so many different languages
in
the Caribbean.
Well, they are very different between the islands, yeah?
Yes. And I'm happy that you get into experience all of that. So we speak so many different languages, and part of that is what we're showcasing this month.
So I'll talk a little bit about, you know, this is our third cruise to the Caribbean this year, Donna. I mean, and it's our inaugural voyage with Regent. You've served in various roles in Caribbean tourism over the decades, you know, including as the former general manager of Antigua's cruise port. So you know cruise well. You know, I want you to talk about the importance of the cruise sector of travel to these islands. We love that we get to go and get a taste of all these islands and we know where to go back to, but they clearly have a big impact on tourism and future growth.
Absolutely. And the Caribbean is the number one cruise destination in the world.
Right.
And it's not by accident. It's because of the product that we have. We tick so many boxes for our travelers. Whether you're looking for a community-based type tourism experience, you're looking to relax on the beach, you're looking for a wellness experience, there is something here for the variety of our travelers from the cruise sector. The cruise sector is also very important in terms of a sample, that first sense of right. what an island or destination is, so that you could decide if you want to come back for a longer vacation. Economically, it's also very important for the region as well. We have so many people who are involved in the what we term the creative economy that benefits directly from the cruise sector. We have taxi drivers, transportation providers.
And there's so many yes. factors that are fed by this sector of the business.
Yes.
And you also have great weather, let's be honest, right?
Yes.
That's also a number one drawing card.
And it is year-round.
And that's another aspect of the synergy.
Yes.
People and the weather is pretty
yes.
consistent here.
Yes.
It's pretty sunny here most
yes.
of the year. So it's lovely again to have you with us also aboard this Regent's Seven Seas Splendor today.
Yes.
And in addition to your current tourism initiative that we just addressed, I'm really curious to hear what are some other priorities that have your attention these days looking ahead for growth for the Caribbean?
Right. So looking ahead, our focus is, and we mentioned sustainable tourism, we're also looking at regenerative tourism. We want visitors to come to the Caribbean and enjoy, consume, but also connect with us, get to know us as a people. We're also looking at the immersive type of experiences. We're inviting persons to come to our homes and get to know us, eat our food. And we now have a program in the Bahamas where we literally have that happening, where persons are cooking in their homes, inviting families to
Love
dine
that.
In their dining rooms, cooking yeah. for them, teaching them the local dance, the local dialect, things like that.
Well, that's so important because I want to build on that with you a little bit. So last month, you know, we spent our fifth consecutive year on Maui for a big Let's Go America tour. We find islands, they have, you know, unique tourism challenges, if you will. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's important to include the lifeline of island hospitality, and that's the residents or the people,
yes.
into the tourism conversation. So you and your team, I'm sure this has to be a big focus for you. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We believe that a big part of product development is involving our people into that conversation. And not just in the conversation, but providing opportunities for them to themselves now be part of what we term the tourism ecosystem. It means the entire community coming together to provide that experience for our travelers.
So we know how collaborative you are. We've talked to quite a few people in the islands over the past year, and under your leadership, the collaborative spirit is alive and well. So I'm sure everyone listening who knows you well appreciates you
yes.
for that.
Yes.
And we appreciate your time today. You just flew in from New York last night. You're
yes.
all over the world promoting Caribbean tourism. Thank you so much for your time today, Secretary General Donna. And lovely to meet you in person.
Thank you so much. And it's lovely to meet you in person. Welcome to Barbados. Welcome to the Caribbean.
Folks, listen, as we bring you back to Deck 5 here on Seven Seas Splendor in Aruba. What a classy woman Donna is.
Mm-hmm.
She has so much planned for Caribbean tourism that we discussed with her off air. She's making things happen as the Secretary General, no question about
it.
All right, well, we are going to take a brief time out for some important sponsor messages. When we return, both the cruise director and the senior executive chef are here on set ready to go with us. They're going to join us on Mics 3 and 4 when we return for the G and H blocks. Today's big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs, continues in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. SimpliSafe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Have you ever slept under the Saharan stars in Morocco or searched for wildlife on an African savanna? Well, even for the savviest of travelers, some destinations demand expertise. When you go guided with Colette, every tour is expertly planned and expertly led with local guides who speak the language, know the local people and the culture, as well as lesser known attractions. All you need to do is relax and savor the moments. Visit gocolette.com and find your dream destination, Colette, by travelers for travelers. You can also find that link at rmworldtravel.com. Raycontravel.com under sponsors.
Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com. Winter is the perfect time to invest in a new mattress, and you can do that very easily at helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, motion transfer issues, Helix has mattresses that can really help resolve those common sleep problems. Plus, they let you try your mattress for 120 nights risk-free as a trial. Rest easy with the Happy with Helix guarantee. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide with free shipping, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
This is Mary Carey sharing that what follows is an encore from our New York City to Miami November travels. Next week, we'll be live from the Panama Canal for the big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles, as our travels aboard Regent Seven Seas Grandeur continue.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's Go America is our live broadcast from Aruba, moves right along on this November 15th. Welcome back to Deck 5 on Seven Seas Splendor and the big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs, as we transmit back to the USA. This portion of the program, well, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
We are, and when you think about what travel can cost you and the challenges that you could face if or when something goes awry, we recommend you pack a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry. It's one of the best things you can do for a successful trip.
Oh, there's no question about it. And folks, when you think about it, when travel plans go wrong, a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, that can make things go right. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, whether it's international or domestic, just do what we do. Get covered at TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, last hour we were joined live on set by the general manager and cruise consultant, and certainly two of the more memorable parts of cruising are all of the onboard entertainment opportunities and certainly the culinary food and beverage options. So Robert and I have decided to focus on those two areas for the next two segments. We're being joined now by our cruise director, David Nevin, and senior executive chef, Michael Maiepa.
So David and Chef Michael, thank you very much for being part of this broadcast from Aruba. Say hello to America and all of our show fans tuned in across the USA.
Hello, America. Yeah. Chef Michael from Seven Seas Splendor.
David?
Pleasure to be here.
Listen, we got to laugh.
Hello.
This is the thing. Listen, we are so enjoying our time here. But, when you work for a group with a group for 10 years, all of a sudden you think it's reflex, right?
Oh,
you know
it
from the training.
Yeah,
so,
muscle memory.
It's muscle memory.
That's what
it is.
Yeah.
But, 10 years from now, it'll all be Regent with me. But we certainly don't recommend that folks stay on the ship, and not experience the many excursions that are all included, right? But there is so much to do here on the ship. We've certainly, the 12 days we've been on, 13 days now, or whatever, that certainly, the folks, that's an option for them. So where I want to go with this is, from all the nightly entertainment that's aboard the ship, the culinary arts kitchen that we've been enjoying certainly impresses, the enrichment series with the expert speakers and workshops. There's the Serene Spa and Wellness Center. I mean, we've got the sauna, the hot sauna, the cold box, all the live music, the library, the card room, casino. I mean, I could go pool. We've been miniature golf sports area. Mm-hmm. So, David, as the cruise director, what are some of the activities offered on board that you most connect with?
Well, being a theater guy, the nightly entertainment is always something that's really important to me. We have shows either at 9:30. Sometimes we have pre-dinner shows as well. World-class entertainment all around. Guest entertainers that we bring on for a week at a time. Like to create a bit of a variety. So we'll have comedians, we'll have vocalists, instrumentalists, all sorts of different types of entertainment. And in addition to a 12-person production cast who do full-on production shows of very, very high quality. As a theater guy, that's something that I'm very proud of, and have seen it really grow. Our entertainment experience really has grown within the last few years, and is becoming better and better and more entertaining.
And I've got to say to you, on all of any cruise we've ever done over the years, the gentleman, he just left, Jesse Hamilton Jr., he is such a talent. I mean, he may be the best performer we've ever seen.
I think this morning, I think he literally is the best performer we've ever seen on a cruise ship.
Yeah, just the
He's
quality.
He's outstanding.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Charisma, his
blessed.
Shows are really well-rounded.
Yeah.
Amazing voice.
Yeah.
Incredible connection with the audience. But, I mean, all of our performers have that.
And David, you're very humble, but I do want to give you a shout-out because everyone really
really enjoys your variety show. I don't know how you go from Billy Joel to country music to opera and Broadway. Really, it was a great show you put together. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you saying so.
So we love the entertainment, but we're going to move to the culinary and food and beverage, something else that everyone loves. Chef Michael, in January, Robert and I are going to be aboard the Seven Seas Grandeur as we travel from Miami to L.A. through the Panama Canal. Looking forward to that. And when we do that, we're going to do a bit of a more in-depth segment on the Culinary Arts Kitchen, but I do want to touch on it with you because Robert and I experienced it twice on this cruise. So give our listeners an idea of what basically a cooking school at sea experience is here.
Correct. It's an amazing experience to have a cooking school with personalized cooking where we have three, four chefs who take care of our guests. So when they come on board, they can sign up for the classes. So it's a fully equipped kitchen. Everybody have their cooking utensils, stove, etc., and the recipes given to them. And also we prepare dishes according to the region that the ship is sailing. So it's amazing, and the guests can learn a lot from the cooking school, yes.
We did. I couldn't believe what we cooked. We cooked a French apple tart.
And Mary, it was your presentation.
And thank you. I learned so
much. We're
going to
do that when we're on Grandeur in January. We're going to cover that, and we're going to actually have somebody on. Yep. So, you know, something else that we say is important, and it makes cruising special, you know, besides the fact that you just have to unpack once and you wake up in a new destination, it's you get to enjoy so many different culinary offerings, right? All the food offerings that we've experienced the past 2 weeks. I mean, I've had to stop eating lunch because, I mean, I wouldn't fit in the clothes. I mean, it really had. But it rivals anything that we'll find at some of the best restaurants on land. You know, we know this is something that Regent is known for, certainly within the industry, Chef Michael, but there's a real pride in the restaurants for the food that you're serving here. So I want you to talk about the diversity and your culinary offerings here at Regent, what folks will find on Seven Seas Splendor or even Seven Seas Grandeur that we'll be on in 7 weeks, and again next October with show fans in the Southern Med.
Yes, as a senior executive chef on board Seven Seas Splendor, so I oversee five restaurants, different restaurants, different theme. So, for example, we have the French Bistro Chartreuse, who catered mainly, of course, French cuisine, and then we have choices of American Steakhouse, which is Prime 7, very popular. We have the Pan-Asian Pacific Rim as well, very popular, where we source the freshest ingredient. And then we have the Italian restaurant Settemari, for those who love Italian cuisine, which is very popular on board. And, of course, we have our main dining, Compass Rose, which has a menu that no other cruise liner has, where the guests have the opportunity to create their own menus.
Correct.
So it's amazing. So we are here, and we try to source local ingredient, regional products, and we incorporate in our dishes, on our menu, and to treat the guests.
And the dining rooms are also, they're beautiful.
Yeah, right? And I do love the fact that we can customize our own menu if we choose to. There are certainly chef select offerings, but the ability to customize is fantastic. Yeah, all right, we're going to move back to entertainment. So that theater, how would you describe the Constellation Theater for people listening? Because that is not your average ship theater.
Well, it's sort of a dichotomy. There's a couple things that are really important about it. One, it really reflects the luxury of Regent and the luxury of this ship, the color tones, the comfortability. There's not a bad seat in the house.
No, there's
like
not.
It's an absolute. It seats
we tried to find one. We've sat and we can't.
Yeah, you can't. There's every seat you can. It's excellent sight lines. Again, 500 seats. So it's when it's full, it creates an amazing energy. State of the art. Literally, we put millions of dollars into our theater when it's lights, sounds.
Well, that's the part that really has taken us by. Exactly. The technical side.
Yeah, the lighting, the sound, it's unbelievable.
It's at a major level.
It's incredible. And then you put 12 singers and dancers onto the stage, and it creates this magnificent entertainment experience. So you've got this state-of-the-art theater in a moving vessel that travels around with world-class entertainment on a night-to-night basis. done at a very, very, very high level. We're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. And really multi-level theater, two floors.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then all the other nightly entertainment that's going on and the different lounges and so forth. And it's not, you know, from piano to you can have karaoke. You're going to have all sorts of things going on. That's also important.
Not to mention, those are the nightly entertainment options that we have. We also have during the day, if you happen to make this what I call your personal sea day, because the ship is beautiful. Sometimes guests decide that they're not going to go off on, like you mentioned, one of our fantastic tours. So they make it their own personal sea day. We have activities throughout the day which are hosted by our entertainment team. We break the fourth wall, which is, I think, something very unique to Regent, where you get to know and meet and dine with the entertainers that you'll see up on the stage, which a lot of our guests really love doing. And we just try to keep things interesting, whether it's in the middle of the day, whether it's in the middle afternoon or at night or late night. We try to cover all of our bases, for sure.
Well, you certainly do.
Well done.
I need about a 20-second answer to this, but you really do try, Chef Michael, to source locally when the ship is moving, correct?
Correct, yeah. So almost in every day, we try to source any local produce and spices, fresh fish. This for us is a must to treat our guests, even though we have a menu that is set. We try to offer the local cuisine for those guests who's been outside and experience the cuisine. So we do some research and we implement it in our menus, and they love it. They love it so much.
We've been certainly enjoying some of the areas you've been procuring from on this cruise, for no question. So, Chef Michael and David, we're going to ask you both to stay right where you are. We're going to come up on a break in a very quick minute. You're going to hear the music in a second. We have more we want to discuss with both of you. Folks, we're going to get ready right now to send things back to Bobby down there in Dallas. He's going to be able to run some sponsor messages for us, take you through this bottom of the hour break. Our cruise director, the senior executive chef conversation is going to continue. Today's big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABC, is going to sail right along. A reminder, we archive every hour of every broadcast on our show website after it airs on our 610 weekly stations across the USA. You'll find that at rmworldtravel.com. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RM World Travel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
As Mary and I travel with Regent today on our way to the Panama Canal, what follows is an encore from our November travels with them. Next week, we'll broadcast live on the big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
And Let's Go America, our big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABC's live broadcast continues. This conversation that Mary and I are having with our cruise director and senior executive chef here on Regent Seven Seas Splendor also now continues for the H Block.
It does. A quick reset to share and welcome back. We have our senior executive chef, Michael Mayep, on Mic 3, and our cruise director, David Nevin, on Mic 4.
All right, so now we're going to get a little personal with the both of you, okay? I mean, David, you're from Canada. I love the mug. I wish people could see that right now. You've got your tea. I love that's going on here. But really, where I'm going, you know, you're trained in musical theater in Toronto. Nearly 25 years ago, you were enticed to sea life. For nearly a decade now, you've been part of the Regent family. I know you were an inaugural member of both you and Chef Michael for Grandeur that we're going to be on. But, you know, what do you find most exhilarating about working and performing in your role?
Well, as you mentioned very graciously, that I do get to perform still. So that's always a highlight of every cruise, because I try to do my show once a cruise. Mm-hmm. It sort of gives you that that outlet, that creative outlet. But it goes back to, again, about working with world-class performers. I'm very, very lucky to be the cruise director overseeing a group of incredibly talented individuals, whether it's the cast, guest entertainers, or our guest speakers, which you also mentioned, who are also of the highest quality. But it's very inspirational to be part of a group of creative people. And I just absolutely love it. You know, it gives me inspiration every single night when I watch the shows, because I do watch every single show.
Well, it's obvious when we meet you, too. I mean, listen, you, but also, mm-hmm. you do your own, you've got a TV program that you do here on the ship as well a bit.
Every single day, yeah. We broadcast the Splendor Today show, and it's myself, the assistant cruise director and social hostess. We'd give people the highlights of the day. So, yeah, we're on film every single day, broadcast to a very small audience, you know, 700 people.
We watched it. Yeah, exactly. I enjoy it.
It's not 1.3 million people.
Well,
but multiply the amount of ships you've done.
Yeah, it might add up there, David.
Cumulatively.
Yeah, exactly. Chef Michael, you're from a whole other area of the world, from Canada. You're from South Africa. You've had careers both on land and at sea as well, opening flagship hotel properties in Cape Town. Robert said you were an inaugural member of the Grandeur, but also for this ship, the Splendor, and will be for the new Prestige coming online the end of 2026. That means you've seen and been part of this ship since her first voyage, which is incredible. Congratulations. You must feel a personal connection.
Correct.
Yeah, to this ship. What does it mean to you?
Yeah, you know, being part of the opening team here in Splendor, it was an honor, you know, to launch a ship from scratch. The ship was raw, have all the kitchen crew, the equipment, the food, and et cetera, start from scratch, create menus and start to do the training. And the same happened in Grandeur. When Grandeur was launched 2023, it was the same, similar. So as we go along, we learn, we get better and better. It's an amazing, and for me, what gives me the most energy and motivation is when the guests enjoy the food that we offer to them on a day-to-day basis, give us more energy to go the extra mile, and nothing is too small or too complicated. Mm-hmm. So that's what we are here for.
And you have a large team. I mean, I think you told us, is there 85 members of the culinary team, other chefs that are here with you?
Correct, yeah. In total, I'm responsible of 85 chefs from different parts of the world, and also I'm responsible of... it's actually 31 sanitation team.
Correct, important.
And as well of 8 provision teams. So I'm responsible of all the provisioning, procurement, and also sanitation and hygiene of the vessel. Yeah.
So here's a question for the both of you. You know, Mary and I, we've engaged with many crew members, you know, from all the cruises we've done over the years, just all types of travel. Mary and I, we stay in touch with so many people wherever we go.
They can become friends. Yeah.
They do, absolutely, right. But, you know, with other families and so forth. Yeah. But working on a cruise ship, you know, it's a completely different animal than working on land. So what is it about ship life that makes this more, you know, than just a job for the both of you? And maybe what's most rewarding for you working for Regent Seven Seas? David, we'll go with you first.
I think we talk about this all the time in our team meetings. So it's a feeling of family, really. I joined the ship into the Voyager in 2016, May 2nd, 2016, as a brand new cruise member, never had been on Regent before, and it was met with open arms. Everybody was, good morning, how are you? Welcome aboard. And that just continues throughout. Every single day, we have a family here, and you feel very comfortable when you come back off of vacation into your other family away from home. It sounds a little bit cheesy. It does. I know it does, but it's a genuine... genuine heartfelt feeling that when we come aboard, you know so many people. You know, I've known Michael for a number of years now, so it's like sitting beside a family member, a friend. It just makes everything
Chef
really
Michael,
nice.
What do you say on that?
Oh, it's the same thing like David say. I also joined Regent Seven Seas in 2016. Okay. I joined Voyager as well when we started. Yeah. So it has been a long journey, and for me, what gave me, as I mentioned, motivation is to work with different ethnic, culture, all the different crew from different parts of the world, you know, and keep the morale going and see how happy they are to do their job on a daily basis. And, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of the evening, we get compliment from the guests and we pass it on to say energies that I cannot explain. You know, and also while going different ports, we offer regional cuisine to our guests on board, and then we get many, many more recognition and comments, feedback, and just... Make me so happy.
Well, yeah, I
think it's
that.
so interesting to hear that you still enjoy all of that. You're both pros at what you're doing.
We appreciate that. We've enjoyed getting to know you a little bit. We look forward to future cruises with you both. Thank you very much for sharing a little bit of what really makes Region 7C successful. And look forward to the next time we do this, all right?
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. Thank you, both of you.
So both of you just stay there. So Mary, listen, the show is rolling right along.
We only have two more segments to go. I can't believe it.
We need to toss things back to Ruby.
All right, after this quick sponsors break, you've been hearing us mention MIA in the Let's Go America Tour broadcast. That's the airport code for Miami. Rudy's going to check in next to talk about the cruise port there. We're going to arrive there in a day or two. And when Robert and I return for the J Block, we're going to share a little bit of Curacao with all of you. Lovely islands. Stay with us.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. SimpliSafe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with the lifetime subscription for 65% off. Just go to Babbel.com and start today. Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And because Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember, you'll be talking like a local in time for takeoff. Dive into the world of language learning content with Babbel's videos, podcasts, and stories from around the world, full of culture bites and language learning tips. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. But don't wait. This offer ends January 15th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Today's broadcast is an encore of our November travels from New York City to Miami. Next week, Robert and I will be live from the Panama Canal for the big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by ChefIQ.com. We give a warm welcome to another new show sponsor. And if you want to eat at home like you do when you travel, listen up. Thanksgiving can bring on stress. One dried out turkey can ruin it all, which is why we're so high on ChefIQ.com. This wireless cooking thermometer takes the guesswork out of holiday cooking. Whether you're roasting, grilling, pan searing, or even smoking the turkey, it's got you covered. Couldn't be easier to use. Just insert the sensor, tell the app what you're cooking, then sit back and relax. Basically, it's like having a personal chef watching the stove so you can hang out with your guests, something Robert and Mary are experiencing right now in Aruba with the Regent. And Chef IQ works for steaks, chicken, fish, whatever you're cooking. Plus, it's the ultimate gift for seasoned cooks, kitchen rookies, and everybody in between. Better yet, you can save 30% off today at chefiq.com by using the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. That's chefiq.com, promo code CARRY, to save 30% off or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, we learned earlier in the show about the starting point for Robert and Mary's tour aboard the Regent Seven Seas Splendor. That was from the port of New York City. And they'll end their cruise at Miami's port. Heidi Webb is the director and CEO of Port Miami. And if you've ever driven from downtown Miami across the bridge to Miami Beach, you most likely passed closely to a number of big cruise ships that dock at the port. Heidi, welcome to the show. Heidi, I was astounded to read on your website that Port Miami is among the world's leading hubs for global commerce and tourism in the Western Hemisphere. I know it sees about 8.2 million passengers. How many ports do you have?
Yes. So last year we welcomed 8.2 million cruise passengers. You're absolutely correct. We have 9 cruise terminals and we're able to dock 10 multi-large cruise vessels on any given day. Actually, as a matter of fact, this past year, our highest passenger count in one day was on April 20th. We had over 72,000 passengers come through Port Miami in a matter of 9 hours.
It's an amazing number. 1,000 is like 3 a day.
In our busy winter season, this season, we'll have up to 10 in one day. So we have 9 cruise terminals here at the Port of Miami, but we can simultaneously berth 10 ships on any given day this season.
And has that been the case for a long time, or is that recent history where you added more ports?
So we've added more over the last several years. Port Miami is known for its iconic cruise terminals that really have immersed themselves into the culture of the Miami-Dade County vibrant community. In the last 7 years, we've opened up 5 brand new gorgeous terminals. And when the cruise ships aren't here during the day, the terminals are lighting up with cruise line logos and colors of events happening here within our local community. We really try to bring Port Miami and our cruise facilities, when the ships are here and when the ships are not here, into the local community as much as possible.
How long does a cruise ship stay in port when it's active, when it's dropping off passengers and picking them up?
So on an average day, passengers will stay here in port, or the ship will stay here in port, about 9 hours. So they arrive early in the morning, and they do a complete debark, and then they do a complete embark with provisioning going on in between.
And what does your port do for them besides giving them the place to park?
As a port authority, we lease our terminals to the cruise lines when their ships are in port. But there's a lot of activity and a big transportation hub that goes along with these every time we welcome a ship to the port. Everything from welcoming the passengers through the facilities to the Ubers, the taxis, the lifts, the ground transportation, transfers to the airport. Port of Miami is located in the middle of downtown, and there's 2 ways of accessing the port. You can either access it if you're coming from downtown through the Port of Miami iconic bridge, that you get to see the vibrant city as you drive over our bridge and a lovely lineup of cruise ships. Or you can access it through the direct highway system, through the tunnel. Without having to get off the highway system, you can go directly from the airport to the seaport, where passengers connect internationally all over the world.
And you were mentioning that hubbub of activity. I presume one of the major causes for hubbub is restocking a ship.
Absolutely. The provisioning to imagine what goes on behind the scenes, filling a vessel of 5,000-plus passengers from food to alcohol to provisioning to linens to towels to entertainment. I mean, it's an amazing operation to see.
All that in 9 hours, right?
Exactly.
Before I say goodbye to you, what's the biggest problem that you encounter at a port, or the most common one?
The most common problem is having to say goodbye to our passengers. We welcome our cruise passengers to stay here in Miami-Dade County either a day before or a day after their cruise vacation. Miami, as a port, we're very proud of what we have to offer. We have 21 cruise lines that sail from Port Miami. There's a taste for every interest here, everything from family-friendly to adult-only to boutique cruise terminals, ultra-luxury cruise ships as well. And we're just honored to welcome everybody to Miami-Dade County.
Heidi Webb is the director and CEO of Port Miami. Heidi, may you continue successfully running that port, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Robert and Mary are back after this from aboard Regent Seven Seas Splendor as the big Let's Go America Tour NYC to MIA via the ABCs continues from the Caribbean island of Aruba. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
To kick off our coverage of America's 250 in a major way, we're traveling today from Miami to Los Angeles on the latest big Let's Go America tour. Next week at this time, we'll broadcast live from the Panama Canal, but today is an encore from our November travels from New York to Miami.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's Go America, today's big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs, is quickly coming to an end. And as Mary and I reconnect with you from Aruba aboard 7C Splendor for the J-Block, Curacao is on tap, and we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
There's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or small business is always being looked after.
You know, they have everything to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals that can see, hear, and speak with intruders. There are no contracts that cost less than $1 a day. Their Black Friday sale has begun, so go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 60% as a show fan, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
This final destination we're about to share puts the sea in the ABC Islands, Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao. These are the famous ABC Islands, and they're not included on every Caribbean cruise, which has made this particular region itinerary extra special for all of us. While in Curacao this week, we explored the island with our guide, Helena Mass, who showed us some island highlights, and here's that conversation.
Well, our travels here have been promoted as the NYC to MIA via the ABCs. Curacao clearly is the C of the ABC Islands. We've enjoyed traveling around the island with you today, certainly. So I want to know, you know, since this conversation is being heard right now across the United States and 610 radio stations or so, you know, describe Curacao for our listeners and share something that you want them to know about the island, your island.
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. Our island, I think we are one of the anomalies in the Caribbean. Being different from any other island, the English islands, Spanish or French islands, we are the southernmost island of the Caribbean. And we are multicultural, multireligious, multilingual. And our slogan is, feel it for yourself. So
love
that's
it.
The only thing I can tell you. You have to come down here and feel it for yourself.
We learned so much today with you, and the multicultural, just the fact that you all can speak three or four different languages from all of the different cultural influences is interesting to me. But the other C, besides Curacao and the ABCs, is color for us.
Yes.
Very noticeable here in Otrabanda and in Punda, where you took us today.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about the color and the neoclassical style of the buildings.
Okay. Our buildings, we have two styles on the island, and the Curacao Baroque, which is the oldest architecture, which is most visible in the Punda side, the old historical side. And then we have the Otrabanda side, which is literally the other side, that has more of the neoclassical style, which we've also seen in the former Jewish neighborhood. And the colors are definitely something that have been introduced in 1816 by our first governor. It's actually a law that you had to paint your house in a color due to the reflection of the sunlight. So there's a lot of legends about that, but it's actually in the law book.
It's fabulous. Just all the different shades, yellows, blues, reds, greens, just beautiful. So for anyone visiting Curacao, you do have a lot of museums. We were fortunate enough to visit the Maritime Museum to see charts and maps that go back to the 1600s, mm-hmm. books from the governors. I mean, just fascinating. Talk a little bit about that.
We have several different museums. It's not your typical museum as in the Louvre or the Smithsonian. We have, of course, those small, eclectic museums. Close to the city center, we have the Maritime Museum, the Postal Museum, the African Museum, which are definitely go-tos. They're within walking distance from the city. We also have our Curacao, my favorite. It's very quaint and has a different exposition all the time. And, of course, more detailed, like instruments or food. There's many things to do, so there's lots of options.
Well, and the island has surprised us, for sure. You know, like many islands in the Caribbean, and I would say particularly, you know, those in the southern Caribbean, the marine life clearly makes for great snorkeling, you know, scuba diving, the crystal clear waters. You know, you've got great beaches here. I think we were talking about 60-some-odd beach or dive spots.
Yeah, we have 38 beaches.
Yeah. So talk about the water sports side and you know, that side of the island for folks.
Well, for sure. Diving is, of course, fantastic here because of the clear waters, always a nice temperature. Very popular at the moment is the sightings of the green turtle, which has become somewhat of a trend.
Yeah.
They're in open water, so they're not enclosed, so it's not in an aquarium. And if you go snorkeling or diving, you're bound to see one. Lots of fish, obviously. Yeah. lots of color. We have beautiful reefs. And of course, if you want to just do fun stuff like sea dews or take a boat trip or go deep sea fishing or take a trip, which I definitely recommend, to our small sister island, Klein Curaçao. Okay. That's a day trip, and that's also water sports.
Well, we have to talk about this because, you know, the mix of the Dutch, the Latin, the Creole influences here, very obvious. Mm-hmm. Getting ready right now, we're about a week out from all the Christmas lighting you were talking about being up. When you think about something that's quintessential Curaçao, a dish, a food, it could be a liqueur where we were earlier. Yeah. What food or drink would you say is Curaçao most to you?
Okay, to me personally, I love the dish Kishiyena. And that's actually stuffed cheese. It's a true invention of both Curaçao and Aruba because it came from the days of slavery. And it's a mixture of Dutch cheeses with all the other ingredients that were produced here. It's definitely something I would recommend. Everybody has their own recipe. And of course, you've tried the Curaçao liqueur. You have to try that. And you have to make sure that you taste the one that's the original. So you have to look for the bottle.
Which we learned today with you. Yes. Wonderful, Heliana. What a nice opportunity to travel around Curaçao with you today. Thank you for your hospitality, and I hope our listeners pay a visit to this gem of an island.
Oh, absolutely. And don't forget, you don't have to come on a cruise ship only. That's just for testing the waters. Here we say danki, and have your listeners feel it for themselves. Let them come here.
Danki. Take care. Thank you.
I agree with Mary, folks, and hopefully we've enticed some of you to come experience Curaçao and the ABCs. Now it's time for us to put a wrap on today's big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs, as we're headed to MIA or Miami next. Look for the full recap on our show website and social media later this week. Next week, we'll all be back with you live in studio, so until we reconnect with you from the New York City area at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on November 22nd, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to everyone at Regent and here aboard 7C Splendor. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors, and thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Have a great week, everyone, and let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.